All right, Jeff. Yeah, I know. I came back down a little later at night, and 80 meter was opened up a little bit, and I made probably five of the contacts that I got on 80 meters there later at night. But it was like 9 o'clock as it was, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to sit down here and do any more. I was doing stuff throughout the day in between. Like I said, I was doing some 3D printing. I'd come down to check the plate. I'd sit down at the radio. I'd spend 10 minutes or so going through the bands. Really didn't hear anything, so I'd go back and do something else, come back in an hour, and that's basically what I did. I wasn't going to sit there and just spin the dial and not hear anything for a while, but that's kind of the way I am, I guess. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list. KC8VOA, standby KE8PCQ. Go right ahead, Rick.
Good evening, Ron. And this weekend I did get a couple new radios in. I got a couple of the new Bolfang UV5R Mini B, which has got the bigger battery on it, a little nicer keypad on it, and so forth. I like the little Mini that's kind of small and easier to function, and it's got a good loudspeaker, and it does receive. So I am, for what it cost, it seems to be pretty good. So hopefully it lasts for a little while. And with that, I'm also working on some APRS stuff. Hopefully I make a little headway on that. And I'm going to say 73, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Take care. Hopefully we hear you on the net tomorrow night. KC8VOA, back to KC8YVF.
All right, Rick, well, you got a few projects done there. For me, I finally finished up my air quality monitor, the 3D print crowdfunding project that I had. I had to wait for a couple of cables to come in. The one, I tried some alternatives, couldn't get those to work. So one of the other companies got the original cables back in, and they came in middle of last week, so I finally got a chance to sit down and finished putting it together. I'm still missing one sensor. I got a CO sensor that I haven't received yet. It's been on back order since February 4th. I checked the site. They're saying should ship around the end of May. So I'll have to take it apart again to get that sensor put in. The cabling's already there. It's just pull the box apart, put that in, plug it in, and then it should be ready to go. Got the software updated on it. I had two revisions from the original. Wouldn't let me go right from the first version to the third version. I had to do the second version in between, and that went through, and then upgrade to version 3 of the software, and that went through. So that project's done of my three crowds funding. The next thing, I got to circle back here and work on my train project that I had, the Christmas train, that I wasn't able to get to work. So we'll try on that maybe next weekend to finish that project up, or at least try to make some headway on it.